Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carlos in OKC.
Grocery shopping is one of those domestic tasks that you can't avoid, and where you live will often determine where you shop.
Access is only part of the equation, however.
If you live near a grocery store that meets your needs, then it's no big deal. But what if the grocery store you live by doesn't have what you're looking for?
Worse than that, what if you don't have a grocery store anywhere near you at all? If there are fast food options or convenience stores, you're more likely to rely more heavily on them.
Accessible groceries with affordable, healthy options improve quality of life and health outcomes. Unfortunately, this is something that is lacking for a good deal of the people who live in Oklahoma City.
Choices are lacking for the majority of the population. 62% of households do not live within 1 mile of a grocery store, and only 8% live within a mile of more than one grocery store.
Now, a mile may not seem like a very long distance, and is certainly surmountable with a motor vehicle.
But 1 in 14 households in Oklahoma City does not have access to a car, and a mile begins to look like a much greater distance when you don't have wheels.
Thankfully, the Embark bus system provides access to more than a dozen different grocery locations. But with bus service stopping at 7 p.m., it's not always possible for people to get off work and get to and from the grocery store in time.
All of these factors can make accessing healthy groceries more difficult. In some areas of the city, this is made worse by a lack of options altogether.
The northeast of the city, zip codes 73111 and 73117 in particular, where 1 in 4 households does not have access to a car, there are only 2 grocery stores which offer lower than average quality and higher prices for healthy options.
Poverty levels hover around 40% in these zip codes, so they are left with little option but to frequent convenience stores and fast food restaurants. Health outcomes have placed these 2 zip codes at the bottom of the Oklahoma City County Health Department wellness score.
There are plans to renovate one of the 2 grocery stores in this area in order to provide healthier options, but that doesn't change the fact that a huge percentage of this population doesn't have a grocery store within an accessible distance.
Community leaders need to find ways to incentivize grocery stores to open in this area, and maybe to help convenience stores provide healthy foods as well.
The profit margins for supermarkets are very thin, so it's no wonder that grocery stores are primarily located in more affluent areas.
At this point, there's no wrong answer, just the fact that something needs to be done in order to ensure that vulnerable populations have opportunities to live well.
For those of us that live in the downtown and midtown areas of Oklahoma City, options are limited as well. What we do have is great, but there is a real need for a full-service grocery store that sells quality goods at reasonable prices.
We use our local time car location to get a vehicle for short-term rental in order to drive up to Sprouts and Whole Foods, which isn't necessarily inconvenient, but whoever develops a grocery store in the area close to us will be making a wise investment.
The population of the downtown and midtown area is blossoming, and with Heritage Hills and Mesta Park to the north, not to mention tens of thousands of commuters daily, there is surely a market waiting for an appropriate, well, market.
At the supermarket, you can buy everything when you do your grocery shopping.
Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our adventures at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.
You can buy ice cream and frozen pizza.